Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Last night, comedian and podcaster Gerard Farley became the fifth celebrity to be told to pack his bags and leave the Dancing with the Stars dance floor. He joins us this morning with his pro partner, Stephen Vincent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Je suis désolé. We are so sorry you guys have left.
Oh, I'm livid.
Gerard, how are you feeling? Well, you're smiling.
I'm good. Yeah, I had a great time. I thought I'd be devastated, but I think I'm being very annoying about this, and I'm being very like a meme, you know, like, don't be sad it's over, be happy it happened.
That really annoys me.
Give a man a spray tan.
I'm annoying myself, actually.
Give a man a spray tan and they change personalities.
Yeah, exactly.
We were gutted last night that you got booted off the dance floor. I spoke to you last week on Monday and I told you to stay. You said, I don't think I make the finals. Let's stay for the semis then, will you? Just get yourself to the semis.
We all love a semi.
And you said, I will. And
I'll
then
be there.
This nonsense now, you legged in an orchestra
I'm
week.
Furious.
Stephen,
huh? I know. I mean, I thought you did great, though. Like, I really did. I thought you did amazing.
I feel like this is the first time you've heard this. You look very surprised.
You
say it to you.
Thank you, Stephen. And I loved every second of it. I just had a ball. I was thinking about this last night, like we were talking even yesterday, like even at its hardest, the days when you're just like, I cannot get this.
Yeah.
We still had... We such a good time.
You enjoyed it so much. And because I met you at 6, we went out to celebrate Brian's 10-year anniversary on the show. And you said to me, you should do it. I said, I actively want to do the show.
I was actively stalking
Adam Byrne and Sinéad Will going, hello.
Do you also think because you've had so much fun on the show, it kind of comes down to your partner as well? And when you signed up, did you know you were going to be in a same-sex partnership?
No,
was this a conversation? Did you demand it?
What happened was I'd said no before.
Yeah.
And my agent said, have a meeting with them. And I said, this is a waste of my time.
Oh.
And I went to
you sound
and,
like me.
And the first thing I said at the meeting was like, I'm not doing this. That's the starting point of the meeting.
Good,
like, I'm
good
happy
start.
To be here and lovely to meet you all. I love the show. Massive fan, but not for me. Thanks very much. And then we just talked about it and talked about it. And I said, of course, if I was doing it, I would have to dance with a man. And then immediately they said, well, yeah, we can totally do that. And so then it's like, okay.
It's what they do. They tell you what you want to hear.
And then when I met him, it was just like...
Stephen came into your world and all was changed.
So Stephen, did you know you were going to get a guy? Do you have any say in it?
Well, they asked me, they said, would you be up for Dancing with the Man this season? I was like...
No way.
No, absolutely. I think it's really cool. And I'm so glad I did. Because as a pro on the show, like, there's many challenges, as you know. Like, teaching someone how to dance and building up the confidence and stuff. But this was an extra challenge that I was really happy to take on. I mean, you know, normally Ballroom Latin's male, female.
Yes.
And choreographically for me, it was like... Oh, we can have some fun with this. Like, I can lift you, you can lift me. I can drop you, you can drop me. You know, it was really good, and we had some really good fun with the changes.
And even for me, like as a gay man watching the show, when I see two guys dance, I still go, "Wow, this is kind of amazing."
Yeah.
And I wonder when will we stop thinking this is amazing? And I'm wondering, when you were at home, did your kids ask
questions? No, my kids never even crossed their minds that it was two guys dancing together. There was never a single conversation in our hand. Like, it was just like, oh, because I'd be like, there's mommy's friend, Gerard. So I was more flexing that way. But there was never two guys dancing together. Do you know what I mean? There was never a stop down moment in our house.
Yeah, it was interesting because I went into a school last week, because my sister's a teacher, and I went in to say hello
to
her class.
Get those votes.
Yeah.
Get those votes, Gerard.
But of course, it was the midterm break this week. But I went in, and it was interesting because they did a little Q&A, and the kids were saying, they were just so into it. Like, they were saying, I want you to marry Stephen. I was like, well, Stephen's married already.
To a woman.
And they were like, there's such a thing as divorce.
He's not gay, just, kids.
Exactly, yeah.
First question asked, Stephen, are you really happy with your wife?
A beautiful child.
A brand new boy, yeah.
It was a lovely experience. And I think that all you can be, I think, if you're a comic, is a conversation starter. Like, just so that, you know, if a kid is 15 years of age, feeling terrible about themselves, not sure who they are or what they are, that a parent can just go, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're gay, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's just a flash on the television for a conversation starter in a home where there's a bit of ice going on.
But it could be so much more than that flash, though. And also, the more we see people represented on our screens, that the more, like the likes of my 8-year-old, that it, like, we, you go, oh, look, there's two guys paired together.
Yeah.
Whereas my 8-year-old, you were just another couple dancing in the show that I flexed going, I know, Gareth. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? She went, us, my mommy's friend.
And to be fair, you did it first.
Yeah. Oh, stop
you
it,
were
Gareth.
The first
oh,
one.
Jesus, thank God you brought yeah. it up.
Stop
because
it, thank God you did. You can come back. The guys are going to stay with us.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Gareth Farley and Stephen Vincent took themselves away to a corner. They've regrouped. They've come back. They're emotionally jaded, but they are in studio and we're catching up all things dancing with the stars. So last night you said goodbye, but we talk about this every week. You two actually met mid-November, I'm going to say. Is that the first time you got together to start your journey?
My journey.
Tell us about the journey. How has it been for you?
I've had a great time. It's been so...
Like, and you're not lying, by the way. Like, you know, sometimes people come in and they kind of give you a bit of a spin and go, ah, I've had
every other TV show I've done, I've absolutely hated. Yeah. Like, that's the starting point.
You like this one.
I was on tour with Joanne McNally, so...
It was just so much fun. Like, we just clicked straight away and we had a good time. We worked hard. No, we did work hard. But, we did just so much fun. We laughed.
What did your day look like when you say you... work hard? Talk us through an average day for you on Dancing with the Stars.
Depending on the day.
Seems like cool.
It was about 5 hours, wasn't
it? Yeah, 5 hours.
5 hour day. And it would be in one go. You do it all in one go. Mm-hmm. Unless I, you know, really screwed it up and Stephen would say, have a coffee.
Yeah. Or coffee. Well, let's ask Stephen, what was he like, Gareth, as a student?
No, it was very good. I was going to think of something smart to say, but no. It was very good. I think... the thing that you want as a pro on the show, you want someone to come into the show and just be like a sponge, like soak it all up, try and absorb as much information as possible, and most importantly, enjoy it. And Gro did all of those things and more. And he made me laugh. He was hilarious. Like, it was great.
It is kind of his job.
I know.
So by the way, you teaching him to dance, in fairness, he should bring something to the party.
I was hoping he would, and he did. Yeah. So I was really happy about
that. What do you do for a living? Tell jokes.
What was your dance ability like before joining the show? Could you dance?
It wasn't great.
Right.
I'd done like, I mean, Stephen can attest to that. I was only talking about this morning, that I went to a wedding. I was always very self-conscious on the dance floor, unless I was locked. And I went to a wedding midway through December, and I was too self-conscious to go on the dance floor. Yeah, I was only talking about that this morning. And then danced on telly.
So will you stay dancing, do you think, then?
I definitely think I will.
Will you go to like a...
No, you won't.
No, I think I would like to. Will you go to dance classes, or Stephen's doing something,
you'll jump in. The costumes that you wore every single week, I described one of them, I think, because Rosanna Davison had come to see you guys dance, and you said it's when you meet your ex wearing your pyjamas.
Yeah, I know. Some of the costumes now were a bit wild.
I thought I'd seen Brian's nipples a lot. I've seen a lot of your chest.
You're gussied up in those costumes.
We really are gussied up now. We had a Latin number yesterday and I was like, I'm a little bit old the way I'm dressed here, and I was like, I don't mind, I'll wear a jacket, you know, with nothing under it. And they were very clear. So they were very clear. They gave me a black t-shirt and said, that's true.
I remember on my season I was asked, what week did I want to take my top off?
And I was game.
Like, but I'm like, guys, some see-through and sheery, these can be out.
Yeah.
But at no point would I ever have my top off dancing on telly. It's just not the way it is. But if you wanted to, they would have encouraged that.
Well, no.
It was very discouraged. I had a see-through t-shirt on at one point and we were like, maybe that. And then I was like, no.
Here's the hard question.
We've come to the point in the interview. We've got a very hard question for you.
Okay.
Who do you think will win and who do you want to win? It could be the same name. It could be two different people.
Stephen,
I'll go with you first. Who do you think will win and who do you want to win?
Okay. Who do I think will win?
Mm-hmm. We are live.
So we're like, I suppose you should take your time.
Okay, our monitors have turned red.
This is a bit like, you know, when the judges start giving the long answer. Just give the
name.
Okay,
give the name, Arthur.
Two names.
Yes.
And I don't know which ones they will correspond to, but I'm going to say Reese and Kaylee.
Oh, which ones? Which? Who do you want
make
to?
Your mind up.
Okay, fine. Gareth, I need you to be more precise, please.
I would say Reese.
To win?
Yeah.
You think he'll win or you'd like him to win?
I think he'll win.
You think he'll win?
I think he's brilliant. I loved him. And I would love... I would like Danny to win. There's no beef. Even though
we'll take him down for you. Don't you worry. We'll bring
amazing if you're like, of course he beat me in the dance-off. He won the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Story arc for you, Gareth.
Good story.
You saw right through that, Brian.
Guys, thank you.
I would like Aisha. I think Aisha
she's
was
fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Keep tanning and keep dancing.
I absolutely will.
Give it up for Garode and Stephen. Thank you so much.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98 FM.